It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I never saw a Superman have to take bugs out of his teeth.
Well, but he was Superman. We're talking about you only have one superpower.
What if your neck was a Pez dispenser?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And you could throw out Pez anytime you wanted to.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had fun talking with you, Craig.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Not like the real small Pez. I mean, big Pez.
On the little ticket.
Yeah, so as far as superpowers, either indestructibility or, I'd just say, like a really big, you know, thing down there.
Foot?
Foot and a half. Somewhere in there.
You're funny. 7:57 on the ticket. It's e-break time. We'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is one Norm Hitchkiss. They were talking about the very controversial pick of Randy Gregory by the Cowboys, the guy who slipped to them at number 60, first-round talent, but he dropped out of the first round. And we were just talking about Norm, how Norm's such a friendly guy. He'll do anything for you. He'll have real meaningful conversation with you, maybe even tell you he loves you. But then when cornered, or if you continue to argue a sports point with him, he will turn on you. Much like his cat says, a pit bull will turn on someone.
Yeah, people will swear he's the nicest guy in the whole world, but then he can turn on you and his jaws lock on you, and that's it.
All right, here is Pitbull Norm.
This dude what? Did smoked weed and he's got a little bit of mental issues that seem sorted?
I'd take major question with the term little bit.
Well, is there a police record? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Do you know?
No.
So there's no police record again. And so his crimes in this world
That's
are smoking marijuana.
Mike, stop from it, damn it!
It is a crime.
Listen to me!
What?
Listen to me.
Okay.
There are teams in this world so worried about this human being, they wonder if he'll ever be able to play.
Yeah, and that quote was said about Dez Bryant.
Mike, that was not said about Dez Bryant. They were worried about his actions. They're worried about the health of a human being.
Anytime Norm invokes the term human being, he's pretty pissed.
And we'll listen to it again. You can hear the moment where Norm turns. It's the silence after.
That's when the dog gets real still and the hair on his back stands up a little bit.
Let's listen one more time.
He's got a little bit of mental issues that seem sorted.
I'd take major question with the term little bit.
Well, is there a police record? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Do you know?
No.
So there's no police record again. And so his crimes in this world are smoking marijuana.
Mike, stop from it, damn it!
It is a crime.
Listen to me!
What?
Listen to me!
Okay.
There are teams in this world so worried about this human being, they wonder if he'll ever be able to play.
Yeah, and that quote was said about Dez Bryant.
Mike, that was not said about Dez Bryant. They were worried about his actions. They're worried about the health of a human being.
There are teams in this world.
Yeah, I like that term, too.
Yeah,
not teams. This league.
No.
This world.
This world. In everybody's world.
And they're worried about human beings.
That's right.
All right, this is a funny moment, and we were actually watching this from the camp out, the compound, just the other night, and that is inside the NBA. It is halftime of the Rockets and Clippers game, and somehow Shaq got his feet tied up in cords and tripped as he tried to get up and go to the board. And, boy, does hilarity ensue after that.
Giving up those points. That was the scariest thing about the Rocket team. I would say, wow, that's the only reason they can't win a championship. I don't know if because they just don't lock in defensively. And this is obvious.
Get him, Kenny.
Oh! You set me up, Ernie.
What do you mean, me?
You set me up, Ernie.
You sent me over.
Hey, I'm waiting on you, big fella. I'm waiting on you.
Okay, Ernie.
Don't blame me.
Yes, you did. You tied around my leg.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
How am I going to tie saw you, Ernie? Down goes Shaq. Down goes Shaq. You've given up the whole set over here.
Okay, so that goes on for like 3 minutes, just with them scream laughing and Shaq still on the ground. Wow, that was funny. And to see that big body, to see the video of it and the big body go to the ground was pretty dang funny, too.
It's so violent.
And then
the sound of that thing, it just it sounds like objects kept falling and kept falling afterwards.
Such a big man to take a fall. Then immediately blaming Ernie for tying something around his ankle.
Set me up, Ernie.
As he's still laying down.
All right, one more time, just a little bit of that.
Giving up those points. That was the scariest thing about the Rocket teams. I would say, that's the only reason they can't win a championship. I don't know if because they just don't lock in defensively. And this is obvious.
Get him, Kenny.
Oh! You set me up, Ernie.
What do you mean, me?
You set me up, Ernie. You set me up, Ernie.
Hey, I'm waiting on you, big fella. I'm waiting on you.
Okay, Ernie.
Don't blame me.
Yes, you did. You tied around my leg.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
How am I going to tie saw you, Ernie? Down goes Shaq. Down goes Shaq. You've given up the whole set over here.
Madness. The thing is, that's what's so great about that. That turned out to be their segment. That was their entire segment. That went for another 3 minutes.
That's great. It sounded like Shaq was holding drumsticks, too, there at the end. Yeah. They went tumbling across the floor.
All right, so there is Shaq up for an e-break. And so is one Mike Reiner, who got tongue-tied earlier this week on the ticket.
Those Leno, they would never take that chance of pissing anybody off. He always had that, even though it didn't happen every night, it may have happened once a month. That element
that pissed the hell out of Dave.
Three, two, and one.
I'll bet that pissed off Dave tremendously. When he came out there and acted like that.
Sure.
Oh, man.
That's great. Danny has to count him down. It's okay.
It's okay, Mike.
It's okay.
Let me just count down here.
Let's do what the doctors told you. We'll just count down from three, and you try it again.
Let's hear that one more time.
Leno, they would never take that chance of pissing anybody off. He always had that, even though it didn't happen every night, it may have happened once a month. That element
that pissed the hell out of Dave.
Three, two, and one.
I'll bet that pissed off Dave tremendously.
Tremendously?
He came out there and acted like that.
Sure.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, when that happens. Happens to me all the time.
Even on the restart, he almost had trouble.
Right. All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Shaq, or Rhines. 888-787-1310. Let's vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, guys. Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and shout out to Lil Collins.
Okay, that's Rhines there. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give a shout out to Richard Smokehouse, and I want to vote for your bloody vagina.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I have
what
one
the
of those.
Heck?
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Am I a human being?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We're not voting very well, people. Let's go. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM. Who wins?
Captain Not Doo-Doo and the Muser's Morning. Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering if you guys could help me find the gender reassignment clinic on Woodall Rogers in Maine. George?
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
You were hanging out there the other day.
I've been at the compound, sir.
No.
Okay.
Way to go, yeah.
Pretty good comeback.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Norm.
Thank you.
What was that?
I don't Oh, squelch. That's how you vote, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I'm going to vote for the pit bull. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Indeed. Yes. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency brake of the week?
What I think happened was Shaq slipped on some vaginal slash born.
No, he didn't. Hello, you're on AM and FM.
Hey, guys, Clay Cooley here again. And I'd like to vote for
you. Set me up, Ernie.
Okay. Not bad. That guy has some voice diversity there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes. Can I speak freely for a moment, please?
Yes.
What is a George's bloody vagina?
Oh, gosh. Stop saying that term.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I would like to vote three, two.
Okay, there's a Ryan's vote. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, is the answer Bruce Jenner, Norm, and Cable Smith?
No, but thanks for bringing up Cable.
Is that a Norm vote?
I guess, yeah, he did say Norm. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Norm.
Thank you.
Not the same guy. Once again.
Hi, you're on the ticket, voting in the emergency break of the week.
My cast responsible vote. Yeah.
For? Is that supposed to be Mike?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Undervote. I just don't care.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Fine.
Fake.
You're fake, bitch.
You have a vote? Or are you gone? Hi, you're on the ticket.
For the record, I was the second caller ever on the ticket, and I was a human being then, damn it, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss, with yet another win.
This dude, what, did smoke weed, and he's got got a little bit of mental issues that seem sorted?
I'd take major question with the term little bit.
Well, is there a police record? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Do you know?
No. Uh-uh.
So there's no police record again. And so his crimes in this world are smoking marijuana.
Mike, stop for a minute, damn it!
It is a crime.
Listen to me!
What?
Listen to me!
Okay.
There are teams in this world so worried about this human being, they wonder if he'll ever be able to play.
Yeah, and that quote was said about Dez Bryant.
Mike, that was not said about Dez Bryant. They were worried about his actions. They're worried about the health of a human being.
Yay, Norm. How many wins is that?
You know, this is hard to believe. This is the first win this year for Norman Human Being Hitchkiss.
My goodness.
Well, he is a human being, and he is a winner.